Hey, fans, welcome to Talkin' Baseball as we get ready for baseball between the Giants and the Atlanta Braves as this road trip continues. The Giants are 5-2 now. They took 2 of 3 from the Oakland Athletics. They swept the New York Mets and lost a very tough game last night to a very good team, the Atlanta Braves, 6-5. So the five-game winning streak is over, and Jock Peterson made the catch of his life to end the game last night to help Will Smith out, as the score was 6-5 in the ninth inning. Flores hit a home run to make it 6-5 off Will Smith, and little Tommy La Stella hit one to the wall. Jock Peterson went up, caught the ball, fell backwards on his backside, had the ball in his glove, a snow cone at the heel of his glove, believe it or not, and the game was over. So the Giants lose it last night 6-5. Buster Posey started the scoring for the Giants in the first inning with a two-run homer off of Max Fried. The Giants got another run on an error by Atlanta. And then Adam Duvall got the Braves on the board with number 29 for him, made it 3-1. The Giants got those two runs and looked like they were in good shape at 4-2 as Kevin Gausman pitched a decent game last night. 6 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs for him. And he fell covering first base, and that was the big deal. And he may have aggravated that inflamed hip, but he stayed in the game and pitched great until he finished his 6 innings. Gabe Kapler then went to the bullpen, and Tony Watson, our baseball philosopher, started it off, and he gave up a walk, and the walk was what hurt Tony, and then ended up giving up a single to Heredia, a pinch hitter, and then Albies got a double to make the score 4-3, and that was it for Tony Watson. Zach Littell came in. Now, Tyler Rogers not available, and you're going to have to use Zach Littell in that 7th or 8th inning as the Giants go down the stretch. First pitch to Jorge Soler, goodbye. He hit it into South Carolina. He just crushed the ball for Soler. He's been great as an Atlanta Brave coming over from Kansas City when Atlanta had all those injuries. Soler, Duvall, Jock Peterson, all the additions that Atlanta made came through last night. So Soler, a big three-run homer, puts the Braves up 6-4. And then, as I said, the Giants got it to the ninth inning. Flores hit a home run number 16 for him. And with two out, La Stella took it to the wall, and Peterson robbed him of extra base hits. Estrada was punched out in that ninth inning on a ball that looked like it was approximately 6 inches off the plate. All right, so that's the Giants last night. They end up losing 6-5. The Braves can play. I want to tell you something. The Braves can play. They can hit better than Milwaukee. We'll see about their starting pitching and their bullpen, but the Braves are a very, very good team. All right, so with the loss last night, the Giants are now 14-4 in their last 18 games. They're 22-8. Last 30. Since the break, they're 26-13. Now, Atlanta is really on a roll. They are now 17-5 in August. The record for wins in the month, 21, and that goes back to the 1953 Boston Braves, the franchise record. So the Braves are doing a great job in August. They are 17-4, 25-13 since the break. And they have opened up a nice 5.5-game lead over the Philadelphia Phillies in the National League East. The Braves are going to be heard from in the playoffs. Believe me, they will be heard from. For the Giants, they are now 18-6 in August. They've been over 600 for every month. The last team to do that, you've got to go back to the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1942. That's a team that won over 100 games. And they ended up losing the pennant to the St. Louis Cardinals. And that was Pee Wee Reese and Pete Reeser and people like that. So for the Giants, they're 41-26 on the road. They've got 195 homers. Atlanta, no slouch. They can hit the ball out, too. They've got 184. So with the dust settling this morning, the Giants are 83-45 with 34 to go. The Dodgers lost last night. They lost to Kyle Freeland. I want to say they could have a little trouble with Colorado, but we're going to see what Colorado can do today with John Gray against Price. But the Giants are going to see Freeland in Colorado, believe me, and he pitched a good game for Colorado last night. They won the game 4-2 over the Dodgers, so both teams lost. When was the last time we could say that? The Giants still have a 2.5-game lead over the Dodgers and 3 in the loss column. Cincinnati Reds, big winners over the Marlins last night. Wade Miley, tremendous game. He's 7-0 since he's come off the injured list. San Diego wins last night. Joe Musgrove, a tremendous game for him. Excellent game for him, a complete game shutout. That's his second of the year. Not many Padres have done that over the last 20 years. So the Padres remain two back of Cincinnati in the wild card. St. Louis, a winner last night over Pittsburgh. They are now 4.5 back. As I said, Atlanta with that 5.5 game lead over the Philadelphia Phillies. Other baseball news very quickly. The Yankees won their 13th straight, being the A's last night. And today it is Cortez. And if you have a chance to watch him pitch, please do. He's Louis Tion on steroids. And I say that figuratively. He's got all sorts of moves on the mound. And he goes against a tough customer today, Frankie Montas. In our game here, and we'll talk more about this as the show goes on, Logan Webb gets the ball for the Giants today. He is undoubtedly their best starting pitcher. 12-10 lifetime, 7-3 on the year with a .284 earned run average. In August, 5 games, 31 innings, 25 hits, only 6 runs given up, 3 homers, 6 walks, and 35 strikeouts. And he has been that good. He really has. Runners in scoring position, 13 for 68, 191. Runners in scoring position, 2 out, 3 for 30. That is Kevin Gausman territory, 100. Third time through, 284. That's his worst of the times through the order. And 9 stolen bases, 1 caught stealing. That is something to watch. Now, on the other side, it's Waskar Ynoa. You're going to love seeing this guy pitch. And these two are going to go at it for a number of years. 23 years old. Only a 16th major league start. He broke his hand in an accident, self-inflicted, earlier, and this is only his second start since coming back from that. 11 innings in August for him in the 2 games, 7 hits, 3 runs, a homer, 2 walks, and 13 strikeouts. 56 innings, 43 hits, 8 homers given up, 13 walks, and 63 strikeouts. He's a fastball slider pitcher. And let me tell you something. This guy can hit. He can hit. This is a very good hitter. He has all sorts of heroics that we'll talk about from earlier in the season. 5 games at home, 29 innings, 39 strikeouts, 4 homers given up at home. Now, the reverse splits for him, go figure it out. Lefties, 174 with no homers. Righties, 231 with 8 homers. Again, like Webb, runners in scoring position, 4 for 35. Runners in scoring position, 2 out, 219. And the third time through is when you get him. And the only one who's seen him is Chris Bryant, who tweaked the side last night. I imagine he will not be in the game today. He is 2 for 5. All right, joining us, Tim Kirchen of ESPN. We're going to talk baseball with Tim. We've got a great show for you today. Bill Lasky will be joining me. Kerry Crowley as well. Giants and Braves, this is a good series. More coming up, KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.